and ask Mary to help us through her prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit. He'll help us all the days of our life. He'll inspire us, encourage us, console us, and strengthen us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Our Lady of Fatima, St. Joseph, Father Lanteri, St. Ignatius. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Philip Neri is known as the second apostle of Rome. He would carry in his pocket a Bible and a joke book, because he liked humor. He was a real man of God. But Philip Neri spent a lot of time, as many of the saintly priests do, in the confessional, reconciling souls to God. So I'd like my message today to be built around an anecdote or a story in the life of Philip Neri. He's in the confessional, and this lady comes in, and she says that she slandered. She hurt the reputation of another person by her tongue. So Philip Neri, listening to her, said, well, I've got your penance, and you have to obey me if you want absolution. I want you to go outside now, and I want you to search out a chicken and bring the chicken to me. The lady was kind of shocked because she never had a penance to bring a chicken to the priest as part of her penance. Obey me. So the woman left the confessional and went out, and she was able to track down a chicken. So she arrives at the church and says, Father Philip, here's a chicken. I did my penance. Not yet. So he says, you know, what I want you to do right now, I want you to pull the feathers off the chicken. What? Pull the feathers off the chicken. Make sure that you put the feathers in a bag. So imagine this lady. She goes and she starts to pluck all the feathers off this poor chicken. So after she has done her job by unfeathering, by plucking out the feathers of this poor chicken, we have to say a real poor chicken, he lost his coat, right? She said, Father, here it is. There's the feathers. And Father Philip says, well, you haven't finished yet. What more do I have to do? He said, well, I've got to teach you a lesson from this. See, outside the church, there's a bell tower. But I want you to enter into the church, and there's a ladder. I want you to climb up to the very top of the ladder with the feathers underneath your arm. Make sure that you don't lose those feathers. I want you to climb to the very top of the ladder. So there this lady was climbing up the ladder step by step, rung by rung, to the very top of the ladder. She said, here I am, Father. I'm at the top of the ladder. Okay, I've done what you asked me to do. He said, okay, you haven't finished yet. She said, what more do you want me to do? Okay, you see the window there? Yes. So I want you to push open the window. So she was able to push open the window, and she still had the feathers underneath her arm. And he said, okay, right now what I want you to do is, I want you to open up that window wide, and I want you to throw those feathers to the four winds. That day there was a lot of wind. So the woman opens up the bag filled with feathers, and she casts the feathers, scattering them to the four different winds. And the wind is driving the feathers right and left, north and south, east and west, in a million different directions. So the woman climbs down the ladder, says, Father, that was the most original penance I've ever had. I have to admit, you're very unique, very creative. He said, Lady, you're not finished yet. What more do I have to do? I want you to go out now, and I want you to gather every one of those feathers. What? I said, I want you to gather every one of those feathers and put it back in your bag. Father, that is absolutely impossible. There's so much wind out there, and there are so many feathers, it would be absolutely impossible for me to gather up all those feathers. Father Philip said, oh yeah? It'd be much easier for you to gather up all those feathers that have been driven in many different directions by the wind than for you to restore the good name of that person that you ruined because of your slander. I think the lady understood. I think the lady understood. So Pope Francis, over the past year, he's given many talks on the topic of gossip, the topic of using our tongue to damage others. So let's examine our conscience. How is our speech? Do we speak to honor and glory God? There's a saint, I think it was Saint Bernard or maybe Saint Bonaventure, one of the doctors of the church. And they give us rules for speech. And I'd like to give you a summary of the three rules for speech that are given by the saints. You should open up your mouth on three occasions. The first is you open up your mouth to praise God. St. Ignatius says, we are created to praise God. Second, open up your mouth to accuse yourself, because we are all sinners, and we have fallen short of the glory of God. And the third is, open up your mouth to edify others. The verb to edify, we have the noun edifice, what it means to build up others. So remember that. Remember that also that we're going to be judged on many things. But Jesus says every word that comes out of our mouth, we're going to be judged on that. So remember that. Open up that mouth of yours to praise God. We are created to praise the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Open up that mouth to accuse yourself. Go to confession. When we go to confession, we accuse ourselves. We shouldn't be accusing others. No? Finally, open up that mouth to build up others. So many people have tongues and they're like sledgehammers. They crush people. We're called to lift people up. So let's ask the Blessed Mother, who teaches us the importance of praising God with her Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary teaches us how we can use our tongue to praise God. Let's ask Mary to help us. I invite all of you to share this message because so many people struggle with the sins of the tongue. And I'll give you my final blessing. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, descend on you, remain with you forever. So see you tomorrow at about 2:00. God bless.